Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Samach Dalet. Ksubis Samach Dalet, and we're going to talk about a Yibum topic, but it comes up over here on Samach Dalet and Aleph. For late in the Gemara is trying to figure out an answer to the Stira. The context is where one of the spouses is, so to speak, rebelling against the other one, acting in a rebellious nature, saying, I don't want to be together. And, you know, because of that, that's considered a breakup of the marriage, right? If the husband or the wife refuse to be physically together with the other one, that's called a breakup of the marriage. And in the days of old, Beis Din used to write a document of rebellion against the woman to cause her to lose her ksuba or to start depleting the ksuba, for the husband to start to raising the amount of the ksuba. I think Mark quoted a stira, whether we write that for a shomeres yavam, whether we write that for a woman who's waiting to do Yibum, and she refuses, so do we write her an Igeris Mered? So the Gemara asks, how do you answer the contradiction? One Brisa says yes, one Brisa says no. So the Gemara has a couple of answers. Maybe it's a question of Yibum versus Chalitza. The question is if the husband's asking for one or the other, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, if Tava Lachlotz, if he's asking for Chalitza, so then Nizkakinlo, then you have to make sure that she is, and she refuses, then you write her the Shtar Mered. Tava Liyibum, a Nizkakinlo. But if he asks to do Yibum, then you don't write her for her in Igeres Mered, Lahosif La Ksubasa. The Gemara discusses what's the difference. So the Gemara's Maskana is, well, Idvi Idish Tava Liyabe, maybe the case is both where the issue is one of Yibum, Velokasha, Kabe Mishnah Rishona, Kabe Mishnah Achrona. The Brisa versus Shmuel, the Brisa is the Mishnah Rishona, the original time when we thought Yibum, as the Mishnah says in Mesechas Becharos, Mitzvahs Yibum Kodem LeMitzvahs Chalitza, when you have a choice, Yibum comes first. Because Yibum is the better choice, as it says in the Torah. Only if there's no Yibum do you do Chalitza. So, Kan, the Mishnah Achrona, what Shmuel is talking about is, according to the Mishnah Achrona, when Shmuel says that we do not write a merit on Shomeres Yavam, so then because Yibum is not the first choice anymore, right, in the later times. As the Mishnah says, Mitzvah Yibum called them as Mitzvah Chalitza. Barishona, Hayisham is Kabbalah Shom Mitzvah. Originally, that people had proper Kavana to do the Mitzvah of Yibum. Then we allow Yibum. Achshav, Shem is Kabbalah Shom Mitzvah. But now that people, we don't have proper Kavana, people just marry for beauty or for money. Amru, Mitzvah Chalitza called them Mitzvah Yibum. That's why only Chalitza is done. This is, of course, the sheet of Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul is the one that says nowadays people don't have the right mindset, they don't have the right kavana, and therefore we don't allow Yibum, we only say Chalitza. Right? This is machlokah between the Rabbanan and Abba Shaul that comes up a number of times in Mesechas Yevamis, on Daf Gimel, on Daf Lamed Tes. First question is, how far apart are these shitas? Well, Lamaisa, they're far apart. What do you do? Yibum or Chalitza? And this is a machlokas Rishonim. Do you take Abba Shaul into account? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch does not quote Abba Shaul. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of the Torah and the din of the Rabbanan. It says the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Kuf Samachay, Mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes La Mitzvahs Chalitza. Yibum comes first. If she does not want to do Yibum to any of the brothers, O Begadol, Kisharotza Liyabim, or the Gadol, when he wants to, Below Taina, Misapakis, without a proper claim, Dina Kamaredes. Right, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, the first den. V'yesh omrim, she mitzvahs chalitza kodemes. But some say, mitzvah chalitza is kodemes, that's based on Abba Shaul. Now, if you have a din in the Shulchan Aruch, the rules are generally that v'yesh omrim is not the one that's followed. The first sheet is the stoma din. And we come makom in kofanos alachlos, alamatanos amichon lahatoso, you try to trick her into doing it. Okay, that's based on another Gemara. And Lamaisa, Yibum Chalitza, remember this came up decades ago in terms of Svaradim. Generally, Ashkenazim all do Chalitza. Some Svaradim do Yibum, Ravad Yosef. That's one of the tshuvas that made him famous. The tshuvas, I think it was in the 1950s when he was still in Cairo, and he wrote a tshuva about defending the practice of some Svaradim to do Yibum. That is in terms of the Lamaisa. But let's talk about the Lamdas behind these Shitos. First about the Machlokas, and then about the Shita of Abba Shaul itself. It's fascinating that both of these Shitas, again, the Machlokas is in, let's read it from Yevamis Daf Lamed Tesema Beis. The Gemara says, Bari Shona Shem is Kavan L'Shem Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yibum Kodemas Mitzvah Chalitza. Originally, like what the Torah says, the Din Darai says for Yibum to come first. V'yachshav Shem is Kavan L'Shem Mitzvah, but now that people don't have the proper Kavanah, we say Chalitza comes first. And Abishol even uses the Lashon. Hakone says Yevim Tol L'shem Noy. If somebody does Yibam, he marries his sister-in-law because she's beautiful. L'shem Ishus, because he just wants to be married. It's not like Dafka, he wants to be interested in marrying him. This, he's not interested in Dafka of being Mekim, the seed of his brother, but he just wants to be married. L'shem Davar Acher, for any other reason, Ki'ilu Pogeya Be'erva. That's the Lashon of Abishol. It's Ki'ilu, you're violating an illicit relation. Ki'ilu pogeya be'erva. Why? Because it's your brother's wife. Right? Eishes ach is usually Nisr Kares, Nisr Arayas. The mitzvah of Yibum says you're allowed to do it, but here, because you don't have the right kavana, ki'ilu pogeya be'erva. V'karavani be'inai liosvan mamzer. Whoa. And it's close for me to say the Vlad is a mamzer. It's not. The Vlad is not a mamzer, but it's ki'ilu if you don't have the right kavana. That's the language of Abishol. V'chachamim omrim, yivamo yavo alea mikol makom. The Chacham say no. No yibum mikol makom, even without the proper kavana. So that is the machlokas of the Gemara. You read the Gemara; it sounds like it's two very different shitas, two very shitas far away from each other. But if you look in the Achronim, then it's not so far away. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva here, quotes the No de Yehuda, the first Pisrei Tshuva here in Siman Kuf Savachay and Eben Ezer. I have the Tshuva No de He quotes the, he quotes other, here it is, second one. I have to know the Behuda. Sheherach Levayr, Da'af Ladas, Rabbi Natama, Di'i Meshav Pasuk, Abishol, even according to Abishol, but the Gemara says that a deaf mute is allowed to do Yibam. It's happened to deaf mute to Yibam if you can't have the right proper Kavana. His Lav Ardas. Bikal Malkam, Cheresh Bar Yibamu, Tahainu Da Machaber B'Shulchan Arach, Kan Hevi Yish Omrim, Right, she misses chalitza kodemes. Vu das rabbeinu tam v'chein rama. She afilu shneim rotsim biyibim. Elam kein nikar v'yadu shem is kavanah lemitzvah. So what does Abishol do? He allows the cheresh. So it must be that continues the Nelda Bihuda. According to Abishol, only anti kavan is the problem. Meaning kavana l'shem beauty and money and some other reason. That's what Abishol says is no good. But stam das, neutral das, that would be okay. So that already brings Abishol a little bit closer to the Rabbanan. Right? Only anti-Kavan is no good. But Stam would be okay. That's what you learn from Cheresh. And on the other hand, the Minchas Chinuch moves the Rabbanan closer to Abishol. The Minchas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches Os Vav, Pashtus is not talking about within Abishol. He's talking about within the Rabbanan. And he says that negative Kavanah, Osvav, here it is, Nenagav Kavana might even have effect according to the Rabbana. But here he talks about the Sugya of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana and Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana. And he says, obviously, the Mishnah says that even if you don't have Kavana, you're kind of the Mitzvah of Yibam. That's the Mishnah at the beginning of Perak Habal Yivimto. The Mishnah says, Bein Ba'onis, Bein Ba'shogeg, Bein Ba'ratzon, Bein Ba'mezid, you're at Kana, says the Minchas Chinuch, Im Kain. Efshar nehi dekana osa vahave ishto. Maybe the kinyan of yibam would work even without kavana. Let's say a man thought that he was just being mezana with some woman, and it ended up being his yivama. So the Mishnah says kinyan, they're married. Says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe they're married, the kinyan worked, but he was not mekayim the mitzvah of yibam. Mitzvah Hashem Yisrael lo kiyem ki tzor kavana latzeis. Nafkamina would be, he still hasn't done the mitzvah, he has to be with his wife again. He can't divorce her right away, even though he was nikneh. But nafkamina dechovas ha-mitzvah mutalas alo, v'lo yigarashen ha-takef. Achi yavo alo l'shem mitzvah v'kayim mitzvah. Unbelievable chiddush. That even the Rabbanan would agree that without the proper kavana, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibam. You have just done the kinyan of Yibam. So in both directions, the Noda Behuda moves Abishol closer to the Rabbanan, that really only an anti-Kavana would be a problem, and the Minchas Chinuch moves the Rabbanan closer to Abishol, that even the Rabbanan would agree that Kavana plays a role, that it plays a role in the mitzvah, even though it doesn't play a role in the Kinyan. It's interesting, the Gemara does not link this sugya to the topic that Minchas Chinuch does, but to the mitzvah of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Right, the Gemara doesn't link that. It appears that there's a special din, according to Abishol, there's a special din of Kavana when it comes to Yibam. May Yavama Yavo Aleha. Right, and we have to recognize that Yibam is already is risky. Have a Gemara Maseches Brachos, please. The Gemara, the whole context of Yibam is risky because after all, there's an Isser Karis here that you're trying to overcome. So Abishol says, unless it's perfect, unless you're doing exactly on the highest level, so then it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. There is a deya in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes it in Maseches Brachos, that the sugya mitzvah shrichas kavana only applies to mitzvahs of maisa. But mitzvahs of dibur, let me find this, it's on daf Vavam and Aleph in the Daf Arif in Maseches Brachos, talking about Kriya Shema. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah towards the end of the first perek. He says the sugya mitzvahs kavana. Dafilu mitzvahs over the mitzvahs ainan tzrichas kavana mikavakom hana b'davar shishbo maisa. Even if you say ain tzrichas kavana, it's because the act itself accomplishes something. Even if you don't have the right kavana, you did the act. Shaha maisa hu b'makom kavana kigon netilas lulav. Like the Gemara says, right when you pick up a lulav that second, you pick up the daminim yoyotzei. V'chein kol chayotzei b'zeh. Avo b'mitzvah shetluya ba'amira bilvad, but if it's a mitzvah shel dibur, right, kriyashma, sfiras ha'omer, tfila, birchas hamazon, any mitzvah of dibur, vaday tzricha kavana. That doesn't have anything objective for you to say, okay, you did it. You didn't think about it properly, but you did it. You did the act. But if all you have are words, words, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is nothing without thought. And therefore, if it's a mitzvah of dibur, vaday tzricha kavana. Shaha amira hi belev, uksheina machavin ba'amira, ve'ena osa maisa, nimsa, kamisha lo asa shum davar mea mitzvahs. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. That's the deya quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah. But again, see, here you would say, there's a maisa. Here there's a maisa. But it still seems it's not just about a maisa, it's a unique maisa. It's a unique maisa because it's, again, violating the Eishes Ish and Arayas element. There's a major machlokas Rishonim how to understand Abishol, meaning how far do we go. Abishol says it's ki'ilu, you're violating an Isser Erva. Ki'ilu, you're violating an Isser Erva. So is that really true? Or I should say, how serious are we supposed to take that? So there is a day in the Rishonim, the Ramban quotes, it's a din d'araisa. It's a din d'araisa. Abishol says, if you don't have proper kavana by yibum, it's a din d'araisa that karov lios erva and karov lios mamzer. He says this on daflam et tesim abeis, umashmali says the Ramban in Yevamos. Delahach svara da Abishol, habal yevimto anus umezid lo kana. Even though, this is a chiddush, even though the Gemara in the beginning of Habal Yevimto in Yevamos, the beginning of the sixth parak, the Gemara says, right, Habal Yevimto, if somebody's with their Yevama, Shogig, Mezid, Ones, Ratzon, doesn't matter, no Kavana, it still works. Says the Ramban, that Mishnah is against Abishol. Even though the Gemara never says, Deloka Abishol, which the Gemara usually says in these types of situations, says the Ramban, no, it doesn't matter, I'm telling you, that Mishnah is against Abishol. Delahach svar da Abishol abal yivimto anus meiz lo kana deha iu darish yivama yavo aleha la mitzvah. He darshins yavama yavo aleha have kavana la mitzvah da anan darishna bal karcha. Viheich efshar shiyehezek pokea be'erva vahavlad mamzer v'rachmana rabye l'kinyan. Right, how can it be that ki'ilu vlad mamzer and the Torah includes him for kinyan? Elavade must be la Abishol lo kana. If he says the lashon of mamzer and arayas, how can you say it works? So it must be, says the Ramban, the din of Abishol is a din to Oraisa, and he's against that Mishnah. Me'ata hadavar muchra shalocha gedever chachamim. Being that that's the case, we don't paskin like Abishol. Because we paskin like that first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Yevamos. We paskin, you don't need kavana. And therefore, we don't paskin like Abishol. Mikama sugya shiva perakabal yevimto to kulu amorai modibu to kana. We all hold kana. So therefore, it's a din d'araisa that he is not kona. But if you look in the most other Rishonim, if you look in the Ritva, right, the Ramban's Grand Talmud, the beginning of Habal Yevimto, on that Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel, if you look in the footnotes, Kedarka Bakodesh Rav Yafin in the footnotes has pages and pages on this topic. You have a couple of lines of the Ritva on top, and the rest is just footnotes. So he quotes this day of the Ramban, but he says that it's possible that it's not true. Says that, again, the first Ritva in Perak Habal Yevimto, Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Perak Habal Yevimto, Pirish, Vistama Deloka Abishol. The pashas is this. We read the Mishnah is against Abishol to Amrinan because Abishol says Shakoni Sivim told Shum Noi Kilu Pogeh Be'erva. If you don't have proper kavana, it's as if Kiilu you're violating. V'yahi Afilu B'diavani Kedektani Ba'ko Hakonis. As it says Hakonis, if you marry, it doesn't say you should. Hakonis is Lashem B'diavad. Ubemezin Haynu Kamol Shem Noi She Osel Zus Ba'alma. The Efshar, but then the Ritva says it's possible that it's not true. V'Efshar Da Abishol Midrabanan Kamar. Maybe Abishol is only saying it midrabanan. Midaraisa, the Yibam works. Yibam works. The Rabbanan have the power. Remember, this is an example of the Chachamim telling you not to do the mitzvah. Yishkoch b'yad Chachamim la'akar devar min haTorah. Don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Don't shake a lulav. Don't do Yibam. Because of the, it smacks of Isser. Not that it really is Isser. And that's what the Ritva says. V'hainu d'amrinan ki'ilu paga be'erva. V'karov be'enai lios havlan mamzer. It's similar. It's close. Midrabanan ka'amar. So could the Rabbanan. D'chachamim omrim yivama yavola mikom akom. The Rabbanan darshan yivama mikom akom. Afila midrabanan kana. V'eno ki'ilu poge be'erva. V'yeze yoser nachon. I think really this is the real pshat. That it's d'rabanan why. Mitlo parach b'gemara d'mastisan d'lok abishol. Since the Gemara doesn't explicate that the Mishnah is against Abishol, right, and therefore it must be that he agrees in this case. That's what Rov Rishonim assume, that Abishol is only did the Rabbanan, and that's why the Gemara doesn't ask it. The question is, how could, according to the Ramban, what's, right, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Why is it? Like we saw the Rabbeinu Yonah, he did the act of Yibam, right? So mitzvah, and the Gemara doesn't link it, the mitzvah Srichas Kamana. So why aren't you Kone? Right, so maybe, some suggest, that maybe this is the Machlokas about, maybe the Machlokas Abishol and the Chachamim is, again, a big sugi in Yevamis that we spoke about, Hutra Dechuya. Right, when we say there's a mitzvah of Yibam, what happens to the Isser of Eshes Ach, my brother's wife? Right, does that Isser still exist? But when I do Yibam, I'm Docha the Isser, I'm allowed to do it because I'm doing the mitzvah properly. So if the mitzvah still exists, so maybe that's Abishol, the Isser is still there. You have to be perfect in order to be able to overcome that Isser. And part of the Chiddush of the Torah is to have Kavanah, L'Hakim Al-Shem Achiv HaMeis, to do the mitzvah of Yibam. But according to the Rabbanan, it's Hutra, the Isser doesn't exist. Even if you don't have the proper Kavanah, the Isser is not going to exist. Right? That's the suggestion. If you look in Rabbi Chanan discusses also that it seems to be Hutra, because Rabbi Chanan says there are cases that there's no Isser, even though you haven't, you know, even done the kinyan, right? This is the Kovetz Ha'aris in Siman Lamed Vav. He talks about the Gemara, Mishnah the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hama Beis, the beginning of Hacholetz, where Reish Lakish says, what if a man is with his Yavama when she's pregnant? She's pregnant, really, there was no mitzvah of Yibam because she's pregnant, right? Maybe she's going to have a child. Bias Muberes. But after being with her, then she miscarries. So Reish Lakish says, "Ain't no koneh. That yibum didn't work. It wasn't yibum yet because she was pregnant. You have to do yibum again because she died. Now that there was no child. But even Reish Lakish, that it's not koneh, he doesn't violate the Isser of Eishes Ach. So you could separate the two. You could say even though there was no kinyan, there's no Isser. So it's not for sure to say that the Rabbanan say hutra totally." And the Abishol says, Dechuya, it has to be perfect. Even the Rabbanan, maybe there are situations where there's no Kenyan, but there's also no, there's no Isser. Maybe that it could even be according to Abishol, right? Or a Katan. The Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph later on in Yivam, is a Katan and a Katana are allowed to stay together. Even though there's no Kenyan, right, there's no Isser of Eishes Ach, right? So that would be a little difficult for Abishol, right? How could you have it? Sounds like from Abishol, you need the perfect situation. Right, like the Nodeb Yehuda's comment that we met before. Cheresh could do Yibam, a Katan could do Yibam in all these cases, these situations. So how would Abishol allow that? So it must be that, you know, it's not so simple in this regard. The Beis Shmuel on Shulchan Aruch and Eved Ezer, Kuf Ayin Dalid, Siv Gimel, he agrees to the Ritva and others that Abishol is only a Din D'Rabbanan. But then he says a Chiddush Gadol. He says maybe the reason that there's an Isser D'Rabbanan is because if you had Beferish Kavana Shelo Latzeis, that would be an Isser D'Oraisa. Again, he agrees to the Rabbanan that according to Abishol, you don't have proper Kavana, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. But he says, why is there an Isser D'Rabbanan to not have proper kavana, because if you wouldn't have proper kavana, if you would have anti-kavana, so then that would be an iser. The iser still exists. He says this towards the end. It's a long piece, but he says this towards the right in the middle. That for that, what's the svara for that? If you don't have proper kavana, if you're just looking at stam, then you'd be yotzei. But if you had anti-kavana, so then iser bimkomo omed. So even if you hold hutra, right? You know, the pashtus is that you need a kavana, but stam das is kavana shalolatz. Kavana works if it's stam kavana. But kavana shalolatzes, you know, that doesn't work. It's dechuya, the pashtus. The iser still exists according to the Beis Shmuel, but usually we're able to overcome it. Right, if it's chutra, then this doesn't make sense. If it's chutra, there's no iser involved, so then we should for sure say that kavana shalolatzes doesn't make a difference. But there is one other shita, and then we'll finish. The Karen Ora. The Karen Ora on the Aflamet Tes says, even according to the Ramban's Abishol, that it's a dinda oraisa, there's no iser of Eshesach. Right, he says, karov lios mamzer. Right, he doesn't say it's mamish and iser. There is a kinyan. There's a separate iser daraisa. The Zebedis Adaraisa of Yavama Yavo Alehas, an Isarase. But it doesn't mean that the Kenyan didn't work. And so this is the Karen Ora tries to have his cake and eat it too. It's a Din Daraisa like the Pashas of the Gemara. But he's not against the Mishnah of Habal Yavimto, because the Gemara, as I've said, it's against. So it is Kone, but it's still Asa Daraisa. There's a separate Isar Daraisa, separate from the Kinyan. That's his suggestion, the Karen Ora, and the Aflama Tesma Beis in Yevamas. Dila Inyan, Kinyan, Gama Abishol, Mode de Kone Osa, Fila Belo Kavana, Vabishol, Yisura Ba'almo de Kamar, Imis Kavin Liznus. Right? Gamkin, Lav Erva Gemura Hiya, Fila Imis Kavin, Ivn Lonis Kavin Lashay Mitzvah, U Ki'ilu Pogia Be Erva Kamar, Vido Ketev. He says, I think this is the Pshat. Okay, we'll stop here.